Welcome to day 293. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. And yesterday we learned about cases in which trees that already have been in the ground for many years, Orla already passed. They were uprooted and then replanted. And the question is, does Orla start again? Do you have to wait another 3 years in which you're not allowed to partake of any of its fruit? So once we learn that case, we're going to learn a similar case today. Ilan Shneekar, Vinishtayer Boshoresh. If there is a tree that was uprooted, but still there's a root that is still firmly in the ground. Most of the tree was uprooted, but there's a root that's in the ground. Pater, you're exempt, meaning when you then pick that tree back up and plant it back again, the root was never severed, and therefore you are patur. You do not have to start the count again. Yesterday we learned about a case in which all of the roots were out of the ground, even though it retained some nourishment around the roots. There was still some soil caked on. Or we learned a case in which much of the soil was removed, even though the plant was still in the ground. In this case, the tree was largely uprooted, but there is one root that's still firmly in the ground in all of its soil. The chamayi hashoresh, and how thick does that root have to be in order for it to be considered still attached to the ground? Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa kemachat shel mitun. He says it's the amount of a needle that a weaver would use to, once a garment was weaved, the Bar Tanur explains, to stretch the garment out so that it wouldn't get smaller, or that it actually would be stretched out a little bit. So those were the needles. It was very, very thin. Now, as Mefarshim point out, at least some Mefarshim point out, that we're not talking about a tree in this case. That would be an extremely thin branch. To say that the entire tree is nourished from that one root, that's a tiny little needle size, that's hard to say. So it might be that that shear is talking about, let's say, a grapevine. But for a larger tree, it might need to be much, much larger than that. But the point is that if there is a thick, solid branch, root that is still attached to the ground in its original soil and still getting all those nutrients, then you would not have to start the count again. That is Mishnah Dalet, and now on to Mishnah Hay. And in Mishnah Hay, we're going to be reintroduced to a case that we've seen earlier. I actually have a distinct memory of drawing this out, so maybe we'll do that again. But it's a case of a brecha, and that is when you have a grapevine with a shoot, or you take a branch from a tree, and a long branch, while the tree is still firmly rooted in the ground, you take that branch, you replant it, you reinsert it into the ground, and then you have it come out of the ground some distance later. And then when that branch is in the ground, it starts sprouting roots, and it gets nutrients from there, but it's also still attached to that original tree. It's getting nutrients from there as well. So the question is, of course, there are going to be questions of Orla, meaning is it considered a new tree, an old tree, because it's still attached to the source? Once it's detached, what's the halacha? So says our Mishnah, Ilan Shenekar, if there's a tree that was uprooted, Uvo Vrecha, but from that tree, there was a Brecha. There was one of these branches that was in the ground that was originally getting nutrients both from the ground and the original tree, but that original tree, like, I don't know, the mother tree, or what the Mishnah is going to call the Zakena, the original tree, that was also getting nutrient, the Brecha was getting nutrients from it, but now that was uprooted. So now the original tree is out of the ground, but that Brecha is still in the ground. So, v'hu chayim menu, and now the tree that was uprooted, that was originally the source of nutrients for the Brecha, now the roles have reversed, right? Now, that original tree is getting nutrients from the Brecha that's in the ground, because the tree itself is uprooted. It's only getting nutrients from that branch that's still in the ground. So says the Mishnah, Chazar Zakena, Lios Kabrecha, exactly that. The roles are reversed. The Zakena, the original tree, now has the status of the Brecha. What does that mean? The Brecha originally was connected to the original tree. So insofar as that it's still connected, so then it's considered part of the tree. So you don't have to keep the halachas of Orla. We're going to see that in the next Mishnah. Or Orla was already served because the Orla of the original tree was served. But now, when the original tree is no longer attached, now the Brecha is considered a brand new tree, and therefore you have to start Orla there. And the original tree is now getting its nutrients from this new Brecha tree. So they both have to start at the same time. You start Orla on both things at the same time because it's like a new tree. The Brecha is a new tree. And the original tree is now getting nutrients from the new tree, and therefore both have the status of new, and you have to start the count again. Habrecha shana achar shana. If you do this concept of havricha shana after shana, meaning you have one tree and you put branches into the ground and you let it grow, then the next year you took another branch from that second tree that grew from the original brecha and you put that into the ground, and now that turned into a tree. Then the next year you took a branch from this third one that was originally only the result of a few brechas, and you do that again. You do it year after year. Mona mishash nifsika. If the original tree that all of these other trees are still connected to, if the original tree becomes uprooted, then at that moment you have to start counting Orla again from all of the trees, because they're all considered getting nutrients from they were originally considering getting nutrients from that original tree. That original tree was considered already kept Orla. Once the original tree is no longer there and all those other trees are attached to that original tree, so once the original tree is uprooted, all of the trees have to start their Orla count anew, because now they're considered like brand new trees. Sipuk hagafanim v'sipuk agabe sipuk. Now we're talking about grafted plants. If you have two grapevines, let's say, and each one has grafted branches onto the other one. Usually when you graft, you get nutrients from the source, and then if it's grafted well enough, then they start growing together, they get nutrients for both. So you have their grafted onto one another. Even though you might take that grafted branch and then also replant it into the ground, mutter, it's all fine, because It doesn't matter that it's replanted. It doesn't matter that it's grafted. It's still considered attached. It still is attached to the source. So we assume the original grapevine, if it already kept the halachas of Orla, there's no problem. It's still attached to that source. Rabbi Meir Omer, Makom Shekocha Yafa, Mutter. Makom Shekocha Ra, Aser. If the original source is so strong that it's still getting its nutrients from the original, so then it's no problem. You don't have to keep Orla again. But if not, if it's not strong enough and it's now getting enough nutrients from the other one, then it's considered replanted. That's what you're saying, either replanted into the ground or replanted into the one that it's grafted into, if the original one isn't a strong plant. And then aser, meaning aser prohibited, you'd have to start keeping oral again for three years. We do not paskin like Rabbi Meir. As long as it's attached to the source, that's what the Tanakhama said, as long as it's still attached to the source, then it doesn't matter that it's grafted. If the source already kept the halachas of orla, you do not have to start again. Finally, v'chein brecha shenifsika v'himalei peros, if you have a brecha, and we talked earlier about a brecha that didn't yet have fruit. Now we're talking about a tree that already had fruit. And let's say you took a branch from one of those, from a fruit tree that already served its time as orla, and you replanted that branch with fruit, then imhosif masayim asr, is it considered a new plant or not? You took a branch, it has a bunch of whatever it is, a bunch of fruit, and you replant it into the ground, says the Mishnah, if it grows 1/200th or more than 1/200th, then asr, then it's prohibited, because at that point, there's a significant amount, more than 1/200th of the new growth is considered a new tree. And therefore, you would have to keep the halachas orla again. But if it did not grow 1/200th, then any small amount that it did grow into the ground is nullified to the fruit that is already there. So it really depends on whether it grew 1/200th. If it did, then that's already considered a new fruit, even though the fruits are right there. There's a significant amount of new growth in those fruits, and therefore you'd have to keep orla again. If not, you can continue the regular as if it's like the old tree, and you're allowed to eat the fruits right away. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue Mishnah Vav tomorrow.